What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now you're most welcome back to the second hour of Down to Business. Bobby here, keeping you company all the way till 1 o'clock today. This is the show that talks to the most interesting people in Irish business. You can WhatsApp us here, 087 1400 106. Email me at downtobusiness@newstalk.com. I'm also open on Twitter. At Bobby Kerr, hashtag as always, Bobby Means Biz. Lots to come in this next hour. Shortly we'll be talking to business owners about making life better for new babies and new mums. In our executive chair, I'll be talking to Ronan Cullum of Castletorn about massive building projects. Plus, I'll be out and about visiting Dublin Port's new Greenway. Now, the industry for expecting parents or baby care is one that will be forever in need. And as Irish mothers and fathers look to make their journey in parenting that little bit easier, there's a number of devoted and innovative Irish businesses helping them along. I'm delighted to be joined by three of Ireland's best business people in the baby products and services industry. Eimear Fahey is from Accessories for Babies. Alwyn Morn is the founder of Cogni Kids, a neurological development therapist. And Sheena Mitchell is a pharmacist from woodcare.ie and host of a Wonder Care podcast. So, ladies, you're all very welcome to the program. I'm excited to talk about this. I recently got a new grandchild. My first, so I'm looking at things like I was sort of brought back to a time that I haven't been close to for many years. So it's a very exciting time. Maybe we'll start with you, Sheena. Tell us a little bit about you and your business and what you do, if you would.
Yeah. So my background is obviously, as you said, I'm a community pharmacist, a third generation one. So I grew up with my dad and my granddad caring for the community in a bricks and mortar pharmacy store.
Where was that?
So that was down in Castlereagh in County Roscommon.
Right.
So Tully's Total Health Pharmacy down there. So my brother is still there, so it's still going strong. But I went over to Scotland to university and met my husband, and we settled in Enfield. So somewhere between Edinburgh and Roscommon.
Right.
That's where we landed. I bought my business in 2008, so in Milltown, in Dublin 6, so Milltown Total Health Pharmacy. And that was my passion, and I thought, this is what I'm here to do forever, and I love my job. In 2012, I had my first baby, Isla, and she, while I was on maternity leave, I found myself kind of wondering how to, now I had plenty of housework I should have been doing, but how to fill my time if she was napping or whatever. I have a very busy brain, busy mind, I'm always thinking. And as I spent time online, I saw that there was a big problem in terms of reliable healthcare information for parents. And in nowadays society, parenting can be quite isolating.
Yeah.
They say it takes a community, you know, and takes a village. And unfortunately, those villages aren't there anymore. And a lot of times people are creating their own villages online. So I thought I would set up, and at the time, back in 2012, it was a tiny little Facebook page where I was just writing evidence-based healthcare information, but in a really accessible way. So mixing my experience as a mum and my knowledge as a community pharmacist.
Okay. So this business evolved from your own situation, your own knowledge, your own expertise, and you became somebody who, a go-to person where people could go to get sound, researched, medically based knowledge around childcare.
Yeah, and in a friendly way. And our online business actually came at the demand of our customers, because people kept ringing the pharmacy saying,
okay,
I wanted to get that off Sheena. So,
all right, stay with us, Sheena. That's great. Alwyn Moran is the founder of Cogni Kids and also a neurological development therapist. You're very welcome, Alwyn. Tell us your story, if you would.
Not actually, unlike Sheena's, in fairness. So my background is in science and education, and obviously as a practitioner as well in neurodevelopment. But it was when I had my first child and I saw the struggles that he was having in trying to crawl on wooden and tile floors, and knowing that crawling is a really important developmental milestone, particularly for the brain in terms of brain wiring and wiring the body into the brain and cross-lateral movements. I was really kind of, okay, you've got to crawl here. So then I started kind of going, oh my God, do you know what? Our environments are changing so much, our home environments. And, you know, so I was like, we've moved from carpets to wooden and tile floors.
Yeah.
There's no traction on a wooden or tile floor, and it's really difficult. So kind of then, well, he's about to turn 20 in January, so that's a long time ago, I'm sorry to say.
So you came up with a product that would help children crawl on shiny floors.
Exactly. That was our first product. Now, he was probably about 8 or 9 when I brought our first product to market. And then, so obviously based with my background being in education and so on, I could see the changes then that were coming into the classroom and the rise in, you know, needs for additional needs and supports for children and the impact of screens. So I could see this even, you know, back 12, 13 years ago, and I've been talking about it ever since. But I, you know, I'm very firmly kind of, you know, believe that, well, we can't do anything to combat screens, like technically they're not going anywhere, they're really part of our lives, but what can we do to give children and their brains in particular the inputs that they actually need at the time that they need it? And so I developed then a range of, I suppose if you want to call it, developmental feeding products. So they actually input, so I like to say we're like the Apple of the baby world. There's a lot of science that's gone into them, but you can actually just use them as a cup or a spoon or, you know, whatever, without actually understanding that they're getting fine motor skills, and that's really, really important for their development.
We're going to come back to the screen thing, because I think it's our listeners will be very interested to talk about that. So we'll come back to that, but let's introduce our third guest. Thank you for waiting so patiently. Emer Fahy, founder of Accessories for Babies. Emer, you're very welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, is that what you do? You provide accessories for babies. So,
yes.
So what are these accessories?
So we specialise in weaning products for babies. My background actually is in buying. I used to be a buyer. I used to work in Pennies. And then when I was on maternity leave with my first daughter, I noticed there was a gap in the market for high quality, sustainably made educational weaning products. So I decided to design and develop my own.
Well done.
Yeah, so we designed with occupational therapists as well.
Okay, so you had experience in buying in the Far East and things like that, so you were able to source.
Yeah, so I had a great, I was very lucky in that. So I did, I had contacts in China and that kind of thing. But as well as that, with our products, we make sure that they're sustainably made. There's testing reports. So they're made from recycled fabric. We have reusable bags. They're made from food grade silicone as well. So they're really high quality.
Maybe give us an example of some of the products then.
So we have my feeding pal. That's when you're weaning on solid foods. So we designed that with an occupational therapist. It's made from food grade silicone. It's comes with 2 size teeth, so it grows with your baby. It supports the pincer grasp, hand to mouth coordination, and it's brilliant if your little one is teething. You can put like frozen fruit or vegetables inside. And also, if your baby's teething before they start weaning on solid food, you can put frozen breast milk inside as well.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so it's really good.
It's funny, I was just remarking to my wife there the other day how things have changed so much since our time. The things that are now available for babies, the mother and baby classes, the sensory stuff, all stuff that we just never even saw any sight of. So it really is, again, not having been close to this market for a long time, just having come back in and seen it now, it's truly amazing. Maybe back to you, Sheena, in terms of how did you get to monetize the business? It sounds like to me that you were doing an awful lot of good work, providing advice, providing help, checking out stuff for people. But how did you manage to get paid for that?
Well, I didn't really for about, I'd say, 10 years. So as I said, this was definitely a passion project. And I still have that passion. And I think that's key to any kind of business. Now, saying that, I obviously am the worst businesswoman in the world, because it took my customers to ring me up and tell me to set up a website, and my staff to say, Sheena, these people are ringing the pharmacy, taking up the phone lines because they want to order from you because you gave them the advice. Like, I didn't see it. Like, I was so busy in trying to do health promotion. But eventually we did set up the website wondercare.ie, and we registered as an online retailer for pharmacy. So we sell everything that you would imagine a community pharmacy sells. But we also source products that I kind of, I suppose, see a gap for in the market or a need. If I'm going buying something that's anyway medically orientated for my own children, I think, well, other people must want that. And I never recommend anything that I suppose I don't use myself.
Sure.
So I still do an awful lot of work that isn't monetized. So I spend a lot of time on Instagram at wondercare_IRL doing a lot of awareness about various vaccination campaigns. And I have a podcast episode out today about Flumonia, which is a lovely treat that's coming for us this winter.
Oh dear.
Yeah, oh dear is right. But 2 years ago, I suppose I have three children now. So that was two maternity leaves trying to run the business full time. My husband is also a pharmacist, but my business couldn't sustain two pharmacists within it. So it was a difficult 10 years, definitely. And the community sector, community pharmacy sector has its challenges, especially at the moment in terms of fees, etc. So hopefully the government will help us with that. So we really had a very challenging time. And about 2 years ago, maybe after working through the pandemic and, you know, having no childcare, two of us working full time in different pharmacies, trying to juggle life, I think I reached a point where I was like, you can't actually keep this going if you don't monetize it.
Sure.
And as you can tell, I love talking. So I started a podcast, and I've been really lucky to have support from sponsors like Salon Plus, who then, you know, facilitate me staying at home to be able to rear my children while providing public health information and health promotion. And it's allowed me, I've just recently started a master's actually in population health leadership. So people always say, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I go, oh, I don't know. I just keep doing what feels right.
You know? Well, you know what? And it's you may have taken a few years to do it, but you've built up, because it's your reputation, it's your knowledge, and it's your communication. That's where your value is. And now you have been able to monetize that. So well done to you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Now, maybe back to you, Alwyn, in terms of, I said I wanted to talk about screen time for kids. I saw a stat in the research that said 68% of 6-month-olds have access to screens. Now that, I don't know, should we be horrified by that? Or is that just life?
You can be, because that stat is actually pre-COVID.
Right.
It's probably closer to 90%.
Yeah.
You know? We should be. It's not good.
Is there, when we look at life and the stresses and all the complications of life, and we have a crying baby, and if you hand him a phone with Miss Rachel on it or whatever it is, and he stops crying, isn't it likely that that will become prevalent? Whether it's desirable or not, I'm willing to absolutely argue with you, but isn't that kind of the way technology has brought it, that brought us, and that life has brought us?
It is, but unfortunately it's not what's best for your baby.
Sure.
It really isn't. Their brains aren't able for it, actually, and in a lot of the cases it's not that it's quietening their child from crying, from whatever the issue is. It's actually that it's information overload, so the brain kind of goes shut down, and then they become almost in a trance. So it's not that they're taking in, they don't have capacity to process that amount of information that's coming at them at that young age.
Yeah.
So, you know, while, listen, you know, I get it, real life and so on. But, you know, I suppose I'm very passionate about helping parents understand what's going on in the brain of their little ones when screens are around, and the knock-on effects, because you don't actually see the knock-on effects of these developmentally until they're in a school setting and they have to, you know, perform in a particular way and adhere to certain tasks and things like that.
And are we seeing in school scenarios now
Absolutely.
The results of too much screen time for 1-year-olds and 2-year-olds?
Even any junior infant teacher, let alone secondary school, junior infants, I read a report probably about 10 years ago from the INTO summer meeting, or whatever they call that, where so many of the junior infant teachers were saying that kids were coming in and didn't know how to turn pages in a book.
Yeah,
that
God.
They were swiping at the book. So, you know, but I suppose we have to look deeper. It's not just the immediate, we need to stop babies. Babies have always cried. You know, it's kind of like, well, just because something is more convenient for me as an adult, babies aren't convenient.
Yeah.
Just not. No. That's the reality of it.
They're certainly not.
Adapt, you know, to what's best for their brain. And if we understand what's going on in their brain, then you can make an informed decision. So it's once you're making an informed decision in terms of your parenting choices, that's the absolute critical thing. But we see things like, you know, the fine motor skills, again, in junior infants, they can't hold a pencil or a crayon. They can't do cutting with the little scissors. They're all fine motor skills that are absolutely critical. And even King's College in London were stating there a number of years ago that they had first year surgery students or medical students coming in to learn surgery, and they weren't able to hold scissors. And it was the first cohort that they'd ever seen of students, first year students, that actually weren't able to. So they had to train them into how to hold scissors. So there's a big, huge knock-on effect.
Yeah, and it's kind of frightening at another level, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And that's where, I suppose, for me, all of our products, our little cups and our spoons and, you know, everything is designed around fine motor skills. So the fine motor skills in the hands, in the mouth and in the feet, they occur in three areas and they're operated from the exact same area in the brain. So if there's a delay in the fine motor skills in one area, such as the hands, there will be a delay in the fine motor skills in the mouth and in the feet. It just goes because it's operated from the same area.
Okay.
So the first thing, a speech and language therapist, if you talk to any of those, the first thing that they test is actually the fine motor skills in their hands. They don't look at what's going on in terms of speech. They'll test the hands first of all. So it's absolutely critical. Everything is so nuanced and interwoven. It's, you know, it's critical that we understand.
Maybe back to you, Emer, in terms of your new product development. How many products do you sell at the moment?
At the moment?
Approximately.
Well, we have three products on the range and we're actually going to be we have new products launching soon. We are going to be at the baby fair this weekend, well, next weekend, the 5th and 6th of October, which is amazing. They've been amazing to us since we started. But yeah, so we have my feeding bib. So it's made from recycled fabric. It comes with a reusable bag. You can put it into the washing machine. It's wipeable. It's like everything you'd want in a bib. My feeding pad that I was talking about earlier, so that's fantastic for when your baby's weaning onto solid food. So you can put like different flavours in. You can put frozen fruit or vegetables inside and breast milk as well. You can freeze that up and put it inside. And then we have my feeding plate. So that suctions to the high chair table and it's made from silicone, FDA approved silicone as well. So they can't move it from the table.
So it's stuck to the table, stuck to the high chair.
Yeah.
And surely, and one of the things about our children is that, you know, safety, it trumps everything. You'll pay whatever it is you need to pay if you believe the product is safe. So is there standards, European standards and stuff that you work to make sure that everything is absolutely as safe as it can be?
Oh, yeah. So you have all your test reports. They have to be BPA free because there's actually products on the market. You need to be very careful of what you're buying. Like there's a lot of these cheap sites and they're not BPA free. So that's really, really important because there's so many toxins. So if you're buying from anyone, just make sure what you see is that they're BPA free. That's so important.
BPA free.
BPA free.
REACH compliance.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
BPA phthalates.
Sulfate free and everything. Yeah, there's loads. Like, so ours is FDA approved silicone. So that's like it's a food grade.
Yeah.
There is different silicones. Like there's those like cheapo Chinese sites, I'll call them. I wouldn't buy any products for feeding from them because you do not know, like they're cheap for a reason.
Yeah.
Like they're not meeting the compliance. But
so you really just need to know that these standards are, you don't even need to know what's behind them. Just look for the
compliance.
Just look for the code.
If you're using warm food with something in particular, the chemicals can actually leach into the food and therefore, you know, you don't want to be kind of giving your little ones something that's over a period of time, it's repeated. And that's kind of like a heavy metals load on the system. So
and there's pores in like food, like plastics and that kind of thing. So that was part of the reason why I wanted to bring the products to the market. Because when I was weaning my first order, like back in 2014, there wasn't that high quality products on the market. They were very plastic. They weren't like high quality at all. So that's really important when you're like buying products, just to be careful what,
yeah,
what's
sure.
in them.
Sheena, back to you in terms of misinformation out there. Like one of the problems that we all find in anything that we research now is the amount of information that is your role, and maybe it may be self-appointed, and that's a good thing. But do you effectively distill information? Do you try and do the research for people to just make it easier that, well, if Sheena has checked this out, I'm good to go on this?
Yeah, 100%. And that is more important now than ever when, you know, anyone can open an Instagram account and claim to be a health and wellness expert. So for me, people who have been around since, you know, the first 200 followers on Facebook back in the day, they know that I am such a nerd, but my passion is communication, and I absolutely love nothing more. Like when I do a podcast, right, it'll come across just like this, like a conversation. But for 2 days, maybe in advance of that, I will have sit down and read every study and, you know, looked at every single piece of evidence and information. So anything that I recommend is evidence-based and has science behind it. And I also have, again, bad for business, but I suppose good ethically, I have never worked with any company that I don't strongly believe in. And I have been offered a lot of various, you know, I suppose, supports from companies. I'm just like, no. So the way I operate is I recommend a product. And then if I'm reviewing vitamins, I'll find the product that I think is best and I'll chart it and provide that to parents to go, look, you can actually see here for yourself. Yeah. This is the best multivitamin. And yes, I may try and reach out to that company and go, well, I'm recommending your product. Do you want a partner? Most cases they say no, because I'm recommending them anyway. So it's a terrible business model. But for me, it's just so important. Like I don't know what my bigger picture is, but I'm not here for a quick buck, and I'm just going to keep.
No, but I think you're better at business than you're giving yourself credit for. So because you're providing a wonderful service, and people are prepared to pay for that. So I think, but it takes maybe a while to get to that place that there's something in it for you.
And you know, there's always been something in it for me because it's so rewarding. Like I grew up watching my dad at the pharmacy counter and going out on Sundays for emergency calls to mind his customers. So that was instilled in me from a young age, caring for people. And so for me, it'll always be rewarding. Yes, I need to be able to put food on the table for my children, and that's something I'm trying to work on. So, you know, if there's any sponsors listening, by all means, I'll review your products, but you mightn't get the answer you like.
There you go. There's the person who's bad at business calling out for sponsors on air. And maybe last word to you, Alwyn, in terms of the sector, it's like even getting we were trying to look at it ourselves in terms of getting relevant guests. It's a very wide and fragmented sector, isn't it?
It's very diverse.
Yeah.
It is indeed. Yeah, yeah. And just echoing, you know, kind of as Sheena is saying, you know, anybody can open up an Instagram account. Well, anybody can design a product. Doesn't necessarily mean it's a developmentally appropriate product or positive on development. You know, and you have to just be very aware of that when you're buying something for children, no matter what it is, you know, whether it's a cot. Like I saw years ago, I hope it's not still on the market, but, you know, kind of potties that had iPad holders on them and cribs that had iPads embedded into them.
Stop.
You know, things like that. So just, I always kind of say, listen, just because you've a team that can design something like that, doesn't mean that that's appropriate for, you know, development of your child. So just be very, very kind of careful and conscious. And that's the one thing about all of our products is we design them all. We develop them all ourselves. And, you know, like we could, every day I'm sent catalogues from producers in China, you know, just stick your logo on this and we can ship you however many thousand. And I'm like, absolutely not.
Thanks.
It takes, you know, slow and steady, lots of innovation, lots of thought, lots of research, and really making sure that best for baby and best for development is at the fore.
So, all right. Well, look, you're three wonderful ambassadors for the baby and the young mothers. Eimear Fahey, founder of Accessories for Babies. Alwyn Moran, founder of Cogni Kids. And Sheena Mitchell from wondercare.ie. Thank you all for joining us this morning and letting us into your world. Up next, I'm out and about at Dublin's new Greenway. Stay tuned.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.